everybody has heartbreak, isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is my home. Everybody has fears, everybody's got worries, everybody knows sorrow, devastation. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. My sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever his heart is my home. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever.
Working now? We are on. Turn me on. Pump me up and turn me loose, right? Praise the Lord. I got a scripture verse I'd like to just share with you this morning. Powerful, powerful scripture verse. Psalms 150, verse 6. Let everything, let everything that has a breath praise the Lord. Amen. You're invited this morning by the Heavenly Father to just praise Him. Give Him praise and then to see what He'll do. That's what we want. I just come to get blessed. How about you? I want to be blessed. I want to be moved upon by His love. I want to experience the move of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I want to see God meet the needs of everybody in this room. And I promise you, every one of you got some kind of need. Every one of us do. And we want to honor God by praising Him and letting Him know how grateful we are for who He is. For who He is. Let's pray. Father, we do welcome You. Come and breathe and walk among us. Breathe upon us. Call us by name. Speak to our hearts. And Father, thank You so much that we get to enter in and be a part of what You're doing in the world today. Bless us, O God, today. And Father, today we thank You for every family that's represented here today. We pray for all those needs to be met according to Your riches and glory. And this morning, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh. Is that better?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Okay, looking in your bulletin. Thanksgiving service Wednesday, November the 27th at 7 p.m. right here. Stephen Dressen, the pastor of the Pioneer Baptist Church, will preach the Thanksgiving service. An offering will be taken up to support the benevolence ministry in Mercer County. And this is sponsored by the Ministerial Association, which Terry is the president of that board. And Terry needs your prayers today. He brought a stick with him to keep him stable. Today at 5 o'clock, we're having our elders and deacons meeting. And next Sunday, the 17th, is our communion Sunday, followed by the Willows at 3:30. And now we look at birthdays. Is there any other announcements before we go on to birthdays?
I do have
one.
Mine should. This is for all folks on Medicare. The Mercer Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring every Friday from 8 till noon down at Campbellsville a seminar with a gentleman who represents about six major companies specializing in Medicare. So anyone who's interested in information or would like to pursue something that you might want for your Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage, that is an option every Friday from now until the 6th of December, and it's from 8 till noon at Campbellsville. So I promised the folks that I would pass that information to our seniors, so please know that could be a very important seminar where you could get information that would be very helpful.
Now, follow up on that is you have until December the 7th to make changes. You may be happy with your plan now, but there may be other plans that have changed over this past year that'll be better for you. You've seen all the advertisements on television, but this is a good opportunity to get real information. Any other announcements? That's unusual. See what we got for birthdays. Oh, looky here, David Ransdell, Veterans Day. Happy birthday. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. And Tuesday the 12th, Mr. Ben, you got a big birthday coming up? All right. Happy birthday. And Abby Marsh, she here? No, I don't see Abby. And then hers is on November the 15th. I didn't see any anniversaries. Okay, when we get to prayer time, special prayers for Rock and Mona. Rock is having a problem with a tooth and some other areas of issues, so we want to hold, that's why they're not here this morning, so we want to hold them up. They went to Chicago to get two new puppies. They left like 4:30 in the morning and drove all the way up and all the way back, got back about 9 o'clock at night. I know, so they had a long trip, and then they had to deal with two puppies and getting their house fixed for puppy training. So they've had their hands full. George, would you like to come up and do our prayers for our people, please?
Before we do that, before we pray, I'd like for all of our veterans to please stand. If you're a veteran and you're here today, we want to recognize you and give the Lord honor. Give honor to whom honor is due. So let's thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Sorry. My son's a veteran. I experienced firsthand what veterans go through, what they experience. So I'm very grateful and very thankful. And I'll tell you first, my son is my hero. He's willing to lay his life down for our country. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. Thank you, veterans. Thank you. If you see a veteran, if you see someone wearing a veteran's hat, get out of your comfort zone and go over and thank them for their service. Let them know how much you appreciate what they've done for our country and how they've blessed our nation. I'm telling you, I can't say enough. Can't say enough. I get to see in my nursing home, there's 17 veterans that are living in my nursing home right now, and I make sure that I make my rounds and thank them and let them know how much we as younger generation appreciate the lives that they've lived and given for our country. We want to pray for, we also have a very special guest that's with us today, and I want Miss Bonnie to stand up and let you guys see this special guest.
He's very excited to be here in Lossie because he's sound asleep.
This is Mr. Jude. This is Jude that we've been praying for, and we have seen God do a miracle. All the tumors that were in his eye are dead. Praise be to Jesus. We continue to speak life to his other eye and wholeness, that the Lord would continue the healing process in his body. God is able to do above and beyond all we can either think or imagine. So, Rock and Mona, are there any other prayer requests this morning that, before we pray, if there's others, I know there's a lot on the prayer list. There's a lot of people on our prayer list. And for our church family, Emmeline Woods and Janice Hood and Steve Clark, Brandy Lehman, Bonnie, Linda Bug, John Jones, Rock Moore, Dennis Worthington, David Settles, Hope Hack, Paula Moore, Karen Baker, and Gabriel Price. Those are just within our local body. Those are just home folk. Ruth? Yeah, I got to go to the visitation on Friday night. And it was very special. The anointing of God was so strong in the service. It was a celebration of his homegoing. Calvin Clark got to go home at 55 years old. He got to go to heaven. So. Keep them lifted up. We're definitely going to keep praying for you guys.
Some of the medication she's been on may have caused some little irregular heart kinds of things, but continue to pray for her. It was a
Marty. We know. The prayers of the saints avail much. One of the things the pastor said at the visitation the other night was that Calvin was a man of prayer, and that the scripture says that God bottles the prayers of the saints. So those prayers are still alive. Those prayers are still at work. Even though Calvin's gone to be with the Lord, those prayers for his children and for his grandchildren and for his great-grandchildren and all those that he, the prayers that he's prayed, God's still at work. Prayers don't die. Hadn't been for the prayers of my great-grandmother, I wouldn't be here. She was a godly woman. She prayed for all of us. So prayer works. That's why we do it. Prayer moves the hand of God. He says, you have not because you ask. Amen. Amen. We'll pray for Samuel. Pray favor. Amen. Amen. God is able. God is able. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Is there anyone else before I go, before we pray? Pray for all our veterans. Special prayer for Jude. Continue to pray for him, Rock and Mona. The Clark family and Brenda's family, the Sexton family, Denise Newton. Prays for Burt Kelly, and pray for Samuel as well. And there's other prayer requests. I know that each one of you have special prayer requests on your heart. So at this time, let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and I'd ask that the congregation pray first. Those of you who would like to and feel moved to the Lord to pray, please do so.
Family and things that he's got.
Father, at this time, with special prayer for the Clark family, and for the Sexton family, and the grief process that we all encounter at the loss of a loved one. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would draw along each side, alongside each family member, Lord, and even carry them through this hard time. Father, that they'd not be overcome by grief, but Lord, they'd be overcome by your peace and by your, even your joy, knowing that that day's coming when we'll see them again. That this is not the end. This is just a new beginning. Father, we bless you and honor you and pray comfort and peace upon these families. Thank you, Lord, for there not being a heart attack with Denise Newton. Thank you that you were at the hospital before she was. And Lord, you knew she was going to be there. And Lord, you even gave wisdom to the doctors and all those that took care of her. And Lord, she's home. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus, for seeing her through this. In Jesus' name. And Father, right now, Lord, we just lift up all of our veterans to you. And we pray a special hand of blessing upon all the veterans and on all their families, those that have gone on even before us and those that are still here. Lord, we pray grace and mercy and peace. And Father, we pray financial provision for all the veterans who are struggling. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are watching over our veterans. And Father, that those who don't know you would come to know you in a very special way. Lord, that you would reach down even to those homeless veterans. And Lord, you would give them a home, a place of security, a place where they can find rest, and that's only in Jesus. Father, cause them to come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the veterans that are here in this facility, in this building at this time, that are a part of this family. We bless their families today in Jesus' name. We pray strength and grace and peace and mercy be mighty upon their lives in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, that your hand of provision would continually flow into their lives. We bless them, Lord, because you bless them, forgiving of themselves in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. This time we'd like to dismiss our children to Children's Church. All the little ones and the big kids can go too. Those who are teaching. The worship team would come. All right.
Between us, out by the mountain, I could not climb. Desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. And through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. me free. Alleluia. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Alleluia. Praise the one who set me free. Alleluia. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Sealed the promise, your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Set me free, alleluia. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Alleluia. Praise the one who set me free, alleluia. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living and overwhelmed. How your mercy fell, changed a heart as hard as mine. I tried to turn away, deny the hand you gave, but you refused to leave my side. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God. Undeserving grace, stole my heart away. Forever I am yours, my King. The beauty of your strength draws me once again. Stand before you now and sing. Wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God. You said you'd never leave me, and you never did. You say I have a future, a life for me to live. Lord, I want to praise you and say, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful love. Who could compare? None can be found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful God, wonderful Savior, wonderful God. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. Nothing has the power to save but your name. Your name. Strong and mighty tower, your name is louder like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, nothing has the power to save.